Every runner on the starting line was from Wrangell in both the girls' and boys' races. That's because this year, high schools across Southeast are competing cross-country virtually. Wrangell cross-country coach Kayla Rooney explains.
There's a lot of communication between the ADs.
That's the athletic directors.
And like what team is virtually hosting the meets. And then it'll be up to me to find a course that is close to the virtual host course.
For example, last weekend's meet was quote-unquote hosted by Petersburg. Each team, Wrangell, Petersburg, Haynes, Craig, Unalaska, Metlakatla, Klawock, and Heidelberg, ran on a course that was an approximation of Petersburg's designated race course. For the Wrangell boys and girls, that was three times around the nature trail loop, starting and ending next to the covered basketball area. This coming weekend might be a different course depending on the host school's specifications. So, how do the runners feel about their first virtual meet?
I don't know. It's a little bit scary at first.
Killian Booker is a sophomore in Wrangell.
You get the hang of it if you're around the
we need your bib number.
If you're doing the practice parts that you've already done.
Junior Liana Carney placed first out of the Wrangell girls and seventh overall behind six runners from Haynes.
I think it takes a lot more self-motivation, definitely. And when we're running, when we're in races with a bunch of people, you have to like pick people off into this. It's all your own. And it's definitely a lot harder, but it's good experience. And I'm just glad we're able to have races.
The cross-country season and competitions are only able to happen this year under a COVID-19 mitigation plan. Of course, there's social distancing. Cross-country runners wear masks at all times except when they're actually running and are asked a series of health questions before the start of every practice. Rooney says it isn't the same, but her team is adapting.
Personally, as the coach, I would really like to, be able to travel somewhere and have them actually race against people physically being there and not virtually, because you can run a race, but it's just not the same when there's somebody else there from another team and it's I have to catch that person, and it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Some parents also wish the team was able to travel for competitions, but travel has been a bit of a flashpoint in Wrangell. The school superintendent took three school employees on a controversial shopping trip to Juneau last month. She apologized for the trip and has since been reprimanded. Penny Allen, whose daughter's travel for the cross-country team has so far been nixed, says she sees that as a double standard.
They were supposed to make a trip over to Klawock, and it got canceled. And at first, the AD didn't have any information for us. Not of her fault. But so parents are asking, why can't they travel? And then they're like, it's, the boat, and there's a travel ban. So I was really irritated that the superintendent went, with three other people, essential staff, on this trip, but then she cancels a cross-country trip for our kids.
Beyond travel to other towns, the athletic department at the high school is concerned about spectators showing up to the track. The department is looking to live stream the upcoming races so fewer people show up to support the runners in person. This season won't all be virtual, though. Rooney says there are plans afoot to try and travel to Petersburg for the regional competition.
That would probably be something that we actually travel to.
But runners wouldn't take to the course at the same time. It would be time trials in order to effectively social distance while still allowing all runners to compete on a standardized course. The state cross-country meet is tentatively scheduled for October 10th in Anchorage. Coach Rooney says for the time being, she and the athletic director are working on getting a travel plan approved in case Wrangell's runners qualify. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.